Hello everyone and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or any of the other attractions in Central Florida, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to try any of the DVC resorts for really, really good prices, staying at the Boardwalk, Old Key West, Poly, Grand Floridian, Saratoga Springs, any of the DVC resorts, contact David's at dvcbyrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for anything in the Central Florida area, contact our friends at Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And last but not least, if you need to book a trip anywhere in the world, and especially Walt Disney World, contact me at American Tourist Travel, and we will help you out with all your travel needs. So that's it, guys. We're going to hop on the train and head on over to the pub.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy John. Hey, John, driving in, huh?
Good afternoon, Captain Handsome.
You know me so well.
Yeah. Yep, cruising in. It's a rainy, dreary day here in Central Florida.
Yeah, I just feel bad, John, that we don't do video of our calls to each other, because you miss out on looking at my beauty every week.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying, John? If you want to start doing...
You know what? I could probably do without it.
So. If you want to start doing the video recording, we can do that, buddy, if you want to check.
We have enough problem with audio, Doug. I don't know if we need to...
Ain't that the
video.
Truth. What am I? I'm four computers in now doing this. And that's no joke. I'm on my fourth computer recording this show. Jeez-o. It's a good thing we make so much money off the show, right,
yeah,
John?
Yeah, it's a good thing you can write all that off of your taxes, right?
So. Oh, Jesus. But anyhow, it's getting closer and closer. I'm going to be flying in, what is it, 13 days or something for now? 12 days?
Yeah.
12 days.
12 days.
Yep. Yeah. I'll be flying in, and we'll be driving up to the Wyndham, beautiful Wyndham in downtown Disney Springs, right, John?
There you go. Yeah, 2 weeks from tonight, we'll be eating at the Paddlefish. How about that?
Yeah, that's going to be, 2 weeks from tonight. Yeah. Captain Handsome and Johnny Orlando at the Paddlefish. It's going to be awesome. I got to go out and find the captain's hat, John, to wear to dinner that night.
I'm sure Brenda would just be so happy to see you wear that around.
You think she'd like that? And if I get a big ascot to wear around my neck? That would
be a little walk, not a cane, but a walking stick with a gold handle.
Yes. With a fish handle, like a swan, like a dolphin or something handle.
There you go. There
yes.
You go.
Yes. Reservation for Captain Handsome. I'm here with the Lee family. Yes, they invited me. I'm Captain Handsome. They didn't leave a message for me. But, yeah. I would honestly do that if Brenda didn't beat me up, because there was no way she'd let me come with a captain's hat and an ascot on, John.
Yeah, I don't see it happening.
Could you see me with those big old white boater shoes, too?
Oh, there you go. The one from Vacation that Chevy Chase wore down to the bar that Eddie gave. There you go.
Yeah, the ones that Eddie got them.
Yep.
Yeah, the big bright white ones, buddy. But anyhow, we're going to do we're getting excited. We're going to be spending the day, 2 weeks in a day for now. We're going to be hanging out at Epcot's World Showcase and doing a little flower and garden menus around the world.
Yes, indeedy. We will be cruising and eating.
And eating
and
cruising.
Boozing. Well, walking and talking and smooching and snacking and...
But let's get this clear. Me and you will not be smooching each other. You will be smooching the lovely Lisa, and I'll be smooching the beautiful Brenda. How's that sound?
There you go. There you go.
Hey, dude, did you see how that flowed? Lovely Lisa and beautiful Brenda. I mean, look at...
How about that?
Tell me I don't got game, John.
Yeah, you've got it phonetically going on there. Alliteration.
Dude, I'm a linguist. Now, even Robbie, our good buddy from out in California, will tell you how good I pronunciate. Wait, you guys will see with the food that I'm getting ready to read.
Oh, that's why they're eagerly anticipating your pronunciation of all this food.
Oh, dude, I'm amazing when I speak the food. When I speak the food, John, I'm amazing.
when you speak the food, yes.
Yes, I speak the food. But anyway, speak the food. Robbie, he was – I can't get over the food that guy eats.
Yeah, I know. Every time you go on Twitter, he's got some other fantastic dish with some expensive wine.
Yeah, he's like, know how Pepe Le Pew talks with that the upper crest talk, how he is all suave and debonair?
There you go.
Robbie's like the Pepe Le Pew of the food. That's how he speaks with the food, right?
I always thought of more like Thurston Howell.
yes. Thurston Howell, the third. Don't forget that. But nah, it was fun to see him. And I to see his food and his wonderful vacation that he had. But I could see him. He's going to have some fun picking on whatever words I pronunciate today. Am I wrong?
That's part of the experience.
So anyway, let's get into the 2021 Epcot Flower and Garden Festival Outdoor Kitchen Menus. We're also going to have the wonderful Tommy Lee and the beautiful Judith there, right? Right, John?
Yeah. You got to find something with Jay. Jam and Judith?
No. I'll think of it, John.
All right.
Yeah, so. Anywho. Dude, I like the orange birds on this menu, don't you, John?
Yeah, they look pretty cool.
So. Anyhow, the first one is the Flavorful Kitchen. And it's separate words, guys. It's not flavorful. It's Flavorful Kitchen. You've seen that, right, John? I'm not messing this up already.
That's very nice. Very nice.
It has grilled baby vegetable with hummus, cream, and red pepper culas. Seared verlasso salmon with a farro risotto and micro herbs. And then you got a strawberry mousse with chocolate crisp pearls, blood orange aqua fresca, and a cookie butter worms and dirt. Anything you're interested in here, John?
The vegetables don't sound bad, and the salmon sounds okay, but I don't know if it's a destination. So.
Well, that's what me and Brenda were looking at the other day, because we looked at the menus the other night in bed, and the night I sent them to you guys, I was reading them off to her. And she said the same thing, like the vegetables and the hummus, if you're in the mood and you're drinking, you know, it might not be a bad little snack to hang out with. We like salmon, so I wouldn't mind trying the salmon and the risotto, but it's not going to be like a run-to booth.
No, I mean, if we walked by it and we had already had maybe a couple of heavy dishes and you wanted something a little lighter, I don't think it'd be a bad option. But again, it's not, I'm not going to walk out of my way to do it. So.
I mean, I'm going to want to try as many of these as possible for this stupid show that we do, but
yeah,
it better look good. Like, the pictures also draw you in quite a bit when you are there. Am I wrong?
Absolutely. So. And even just walking past other people who are, I mean, I'm not obtrusive or get in their face, but you do glance at what other people are carrying away from the booth and get a good idea of what it looks like. So
yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, my salmon and risotto better be perfect, because those two, if you're ordering them outside in the kitchen, they're two things that have to have the perfect cook on them. And you can't have overcooked risotto or undercooked risotto. You know?
Yeah, it's a tough one to do, constantly stirring that, so
yes.
We'll see.
So, yeah, we will see. The next one is, John, can you believe they actually have avocado toast here?
No way.
And I'm waiting, like, this year's new avocado is mango. You notice mango's starting to be in everything this year?
Oh, goodness. Mango's moving up, is it?
Yeah. So I was expecting this to be of avocado toast with mango, pumpkin spice on it. What do you think, John?
And a strip of bacon.
Yes. Honey bacon. Or what is that? Candy bacon.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
But anyway, this is avocado toast with a marinated toy box tomatoes and fresh goat cheese on a ciabatta. How's it sound to you?
Yeah, I like goat cheese. So. And heirloom tomatoes. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Shrimp and grits. This is the one I'm looking at. Blackened shrimp with cheddar grits with brown gravy and sweet corn salsa. Now, I wish I could tell them to just, and I might tell them to leave the brown gravy off. What about you?
Yeah, I think that's what I did a couple of years ago. I don't think actually, I was thinking to myself, well, we didn't go last year. Yeah, there's a good reason you didn't go last year, you idiot.
Yeah. It's okay, John.
Yeah, but we're so accustomed to going all the time. But yeah. So the last time we did go, and I had this, I think I did get it without the brown gravy, and it was actually really good. I think it was one of my favorite dishes. So.
Yeah, I never think about having grits with brown gravy. That's just me, though.
Yeah. No, they're just shrimp and cheddar grits sounds fine to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Then they have a corned beef brisket hash with house-made potato barrels, cheese curds, and with a soft poached egg with Tabasco hollandaise. Now, that sounds interesting.
That sounds good if we got there at 11:05 and we maybe had a hangover from the night before.
So,
sounds like a good hangover remedy, that's for sure.
So. Well, yeah, you can't. And it can't be too hot either to eat corned beef hash, in my opinion.
No, that's a greasy, heavy item, but yeah. I don't know if I want poached eggs in the middle of the afternoon. It's probably going to be sunny and warm, so.
That's what I'm saying. This might be one that sounds good on paper if you're sitting in air conditioning and you want to try it. And then they have fried cinnamon roll bites with cream cheese frosting. And here we go, John. Candied bacon.
There you go. Yeah, see, if it was a day like today, it's probably 71 out now and gloomy, so yeah, today wouldn't be bad at all to try some of that stuff, but
nah. Get a load of this one, John. And this is this is named after our buddy Pat over at the Mickey Dudes podcast, Fruit Loop Shake. I used to love Fruit Loops as a kid. What about you?
I like all them cereals, unfortunately. So, Fruit Loops was never my favorite, but I'd certainly eat a bowl.
So. Yeah, I was always a big Fruit Loop fan. So, but Fruit Loop shake, yeah, probably not, but it's interesting. And then they have a Joffrey's Coffee cold brew cocktail with milk, Kahlua, and vodka. Now, again, if it's a hot day, who the hell wants milk, Kahlua, and vodka? And I love Joffrey's Coffee, but I don't know if I want milk, Kahlua, and vodka on a hot summer day.
That might be once the sun went down and, you know, the park's open until 11, maybe about 9:15 or something. You got that? Yeah, I can see that.
And then as long as you didn't partake in too many beverages that day.
Ah, you ain't driving. What the heck do you care?
No, it's like if you had a – say you were out that day, you had a couple Kirins, you had a couple – you had a Lafindamont, and then you went over and had a couple of the Sakis over at the Japan Pavilion, and you have a little bit of things in there. I don't know how good the Kahlua and cream will sit in all those drinks is what my point is.
Yeah, probably not.
Exactly. Probably not. I don't think you want to cover up your Lafindamont with a Kahlua shake. That's just
probably,
me.
Yeah.
That was my point. The Honey Bistro, Johnny. This is the name of the net one. The last one was the Epcot Sunshine Griddle. This one here is the Honey Bistro. Tupelo honey, or Tupelo honey, however you want to say it. How would you say this, John? T-U-P-E-L-O. Tupelo?
I don't know. Is it from Alabama? Is it Tupelo?
Well, it could be Tupelo. Anyway, Tupelo honey and sweet corn spoon bread with jalapenos, bacon, and house-made whipped honey butter. Now that sounds really interesting. Like it's something I've never gone out and said I want to have a Tupelo honey, sweet corn spoon bread on jalapeno, bacon, and house-made whipped. It's something I'm never going to get again. What do you think? Sounds interesting. So, what's your thoughts, Mr. John?
It sounds like something I'll take a spoonful from yours. Yeah, I'll take a taste, but I don't think that's a dish I would go out of my way to try. So.
Okay, so we get this straight. You can have a spoonful of anything of mine, but we're going to have a separate spoon for you, and you're going to have your own plate that I'm going to put it on for you. Okay, John?
I think that's okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm a just between.
We know.
Yeah, I'm very, very food finicky, John. I'm a baby. You there? Did I lose you again in the mountains of Florida? I totally think I lost you again in the mountains of Florida. So you know I'm a baby, John, with my food. I told everybody we were losing you again in the hills of Florida.
Yeah, it's actually funny, Doug. I was coming down this way, and there's a new subdivision getting built, and it's actually just called the Hills. So yes, it's pretty accurate. So, but yeah, well, that's no problem. You just take a little spoon, give me a little scoop out, and we'll be fine.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not greedy. I'm not stingy. I'm just very food phobic. So the next one on Honey Bistro, lavender honey marinated chicken flatbread with a whipped honey ricotta and a marinated vegetable and a lavender goat cheese. What's that sound like to you?
That almost sounds good, but I don't know. You know, sometimes sweetness is really good with savory items. I'm thinking of like the maple glazed salmon that I make yeah. and stuff like that. So I guess it might be worth a shot. It just sounds kind of odd, but it might work.
That'll definitely be one that we break a couple pieces off and cut yeah. them up with the knife, and we'll all split it and move on. So that's something like that, a flatbread where you can cut that into three,
yeah,
four,
we
or five.
Yeah, slice that into yeah. individual pieces. So yeah.
And just take a bite and yep. move on. And then if you really like it, go grab another one.
Right.
Yeah. Local wildflower honey macaroni cheesecake. You a cheesecake fan?
I am. I love cheesecake.
Well, you might like this. Wildflower honey. Honey peach freezy in a spike the bee sipper. Oh, my God, John. You going to get this custom bee sipper?
No, I've seen people coming out with them. So, I don't need that.
No. Honey peach freeze with blueberry vodka. First Magnitude Brewing Company Honey Bee Citrus Blonde Ale. And a Florida Orange Groves Winery Orange Blossom Honey Wine. I might try the honey wine, John. You could try the citrus
yeah,
ale.
Yeah, and I might get the citrus. Yeah, that sounds like a good combination.
You know, because real men drink honey wine, John.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Real men refer to themselves as Captain Handsome and drink honey wine. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Listen, Brutus, I'm going to go over and get Captain Handsome here is going to go get himself a Florida honey blossom honey wine.
There you go.
Next place is the citrus blossom. They got Meyer's lemon poached lobster salad. Have you had that before there, John?
Yeah, I think we had the poached lemon or the poached lobster tail a couple of years ago, and it was pretty good.
Yeah, well, this is a Meyer's.
And actually, it wasn't that bad of a price because I think.
Go ahead.
What's that?
No, go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
The time we got it, it was like $8 for the lobster tail. And just buying a frozen lobster tail at Publix when they're on sale is $6.99. So, I mean, it's not that bad. So.
No, that's actually a really good price. That's one thing they don't have here. The prices was on the other menu. They don't have any prices on this one. So, but this, I might try the lobster salad. There's also a citrus braised crispy pork belly with kumquat and carrot. You in for that?
I don't know. I've been the last two pork bellies I've got out at any of the festivals, I've really been disappointed with, and I don't know if I want to try it again. So,
I mean, pork belly, when it's good, it's good. When it's bad, it's bad. Am I wrong? What I said to you, John, is when the pork belly's really good, it's really good, but when it's really bad, it's really bad.
Yeah, it's I mean, the problem that we've had last couple times is the one sitting under the heat lamps, you yeah. know, and sometimes I've had enough drink or two where I'm like, yeah, give me one of them fresh ones. And yeah. other times I'm just like, whatever the hell they hand you, so, you know. So.
Yeah, well, I'll be like, I'll take the one that's there, but if I don't like it, I'm bringing it back, and you're going to give me something
there
good.
There you go, So. It'd be better to serve you a fresh one out to begin with. How about
yes,
that?
Yes, exactly. They got a citrus shortcake with orange chiffon cake with a lemon curd, mandarins, whipped cream, and citrus crumble. Orange lemon smoothie in an orange bird sipper. And an orange sunshine wine slushy. Ismarada Beer Company, Coconut Key Lime Ale. Have you ever had that one, John?
I've had some of the stuff from Isla Morta, but I don't think I've tried that one. So.
And they have a First Magnitude Brewing Company Lemon Hefeweizen. I know. Did you have that before?
Yeah, I like a Hefeweizen, so yeah, I'll probably try that.
And then Playa Linda Brewing Company Hibiscus Lime Ale.
No, I haven't tried that one. You know what, Playa Linda? It's a brewing company now, obviously, over by New Smyrna on that side of the coast. But you know what, Playa Linda actually was famous for the longest time?
No.
Nude Beach. So
Okay, we'll do that on the other podcast, John.
Yeah, but anytime you see the name Play Linda, it's what it is.
Okay, so the guy who was at the new beach came up with this brewery, maybe.
Apparently.
Anywho, refreshment port, house made Italian sausage with peppers poutine, popsicle trio, star cut cider, citrus colada hard cider, Cutwater Bloody Mary, and Cutwater Whiskey Mule. Anything there interest you, John?
Yeah, the poutine sounds good, but that's one of them items, like, if you buy that, you're probably going to get full real quick.
Yeah.
You know, french fries, I mean, you're going to be done. So, and I know you guys are probably, I have this problem. If I like something, I have to finish it. It's my mom's hair, the way she grew up, you know, you didn't waste food and stuff like that. And so I can't eat half of a dish and throw the rest away if it's palatable. I mean, if it's terrible, it's terrible. But if it's palatable, I feel guilty if I throw it away. So I have a real issue with throwing food away. So if I bought that, I'd try to finish the whole damn thing. So
when I move down there, I'm going to cook you a bunch of great meals. But then all of a sudden, I'm going to slide you in a not-so-good one to see how far you'll eat it. We'll make it just good enough so he has to lumber through this. What do you think about that, John?
Yeah. Oh, it's a mind issue with me, man. I got stuff in the refrigerator that I'll eat the leftovers even after nobody else will eat it, but I'll have to finish them. It's guilt. So my mom was good. So
that's good. That's awesome. But anywho, well, a lot of this stuff, John, we could split. So we're not wasting.
Yeah, that Bloody Mary sounds good though. I like a Bloody Mary, so I may try that.
Well, if we meander over there around 10 in the morning, that might not be a bad way to start the day.
I'm going to probably be starting the day with a Bloody Mary at Olivia's for breakfast. So, yes, sir. Yeah. I'll be in the mood for another one.
You'll be on your third Mary by the time I get my first Mary.
There you go. There you go. I'm on vacation, dang it.
There you go. Pineapple Promenade, John. Now, I'll only get this for research for the show. That's the only reason I'm going to get this spicy hot dog with pineapple chutney and plantain chips.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I believe you just want a hot dog.
Yeah, well, it sounds good, though. I bet you have one, too.
I don't know. That's the same thing as the poutine. It sounds like something that would fill you up.
Oh, come on. One hot dog ain't filling nobody up. Mixed berry butter cake? No, not me. They have Dole Whip here. Dole Whip with Fanta? You know what Dole Whip with Fanta is? F-A-N-T-A?
No, not a clue.
Maybe it's some kind of alcohol. Because they have Dole Whip with coconut rum. I'm in.
Yeah. Well, that's the one that I've had several times at Animal Kingdom. So, and it was always really good priced at Animal Kingdom. I have a feeling this one here is probably going to be $12 or $13. So.
Yeah. $19.95. Frozen dessert with violet lemonade. Three Daughters Brewing Tropical Hef Wheat Ale. You in?
Yeah, that sounds good. Although I'll probably get the Dole Whip with rum. That probably overrules everything else.
Yeah. Wicked Weed, John. I don't know if I want a Wicked Weed. Brewing.
That sounds a little suspicious.
Yeah.
I get a drug test the next day.
Yeah, there you go. But it's Wicked Weed Brewing Fresh Press Wheat Ale with mango, pineapple, and guava. Just give me a...
That sounds very tropical, doesn't it?
Yeah, just give me a Modelo or a Peroni, and I'm good to go. Lexington Brewing and Distilling Company Ale Hop IPA. Playa Linda Brewing Company Violet Lemonade Ale. Florida Orange Groves Winery Sparkling Pineapple Wine and Pineapple Beer Flake, John.
Yeah, that's okay.
Nah.
I'll get the Dole Whip with rum, thanks.
Yep. So why? Trout and Trellis. Grilled street corn on the cob with savory garlic spread. I am sorry, dude. If I get this, I will have a knife, cut the corn off, and eat it with the fork.
I'll have to get this, and I'll go around the corner and eat it quietly by myself, so Doug's not revolted by my gnawing on an ear of corn. So
it's just I don't want that all over my hands, my face. I'm not at the family barbecue. I'm at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, well, they sell turkey drumsticks there. So
you'll never see one in my hand.
I'm just saying, there's plenty of people making.
Yes, they look like cavemen.
Fred Flintstone.
Yeah,
yes,
cavemen. No, if when I've tried one, I cut the meat off and ate it off a plate. That's how a real gentleman eats. I'm just saying. That's how a gentleman eats.
That's you city folk. You highfalutin city folk.
Dude, that's how I became Captain Handsome.
Johnny Orlando eats his corn off the cob.
Johnny Orlando does sound like he eats his corn. No, Captain Handsome does not sound like he eats corn off the cob. He cuts it off very nicely.
He's got an ascot.
Yes, I don't want corn on my ascot. So anyway, even when I get the local Jersey corn, which is the absolute best in the world. Jersey corn, Jersey tomatoes, no other better. I cook it on the grill. I do a great job. I cut it all off into the bowl, and then we eat the corn.
I think that's how my son eats his, too. So.
You know, your son's a real man.
You and him might have something in common there.
Always knew I liked that kid more than you.
There you go.
Impossible sausage and kale soup. You gonna have this impossible fake sausage, Sean?
I'm gonna be skipping on that one. Thanks.
I don't even understand this. How do you call a boneless impossible Korean rib, short rib? It isn't Korean. It isn't anything. It ain't a Korean short rib. It's a plant-based bowl, right?
Yes. I don't know. No, thanks.
I bet you there's not a single Korean in Korea that makes this kind of short rib.
You're probably right about that.
Yes.
I'm sure they have some nice vegetarian dishes, but I doubt if they try to make anything that looks like a short rib out of it.
just call it blah, blah, blah with Korean barbecue sauce on it.
How about tofu on a stick?
Yes. Tofu with – we're going to put this – all this – barbecue Korean barbecue sauce in it so we can hide the nasty taste of this stuff that we made. Lavender pot de creme blueberry cake, Twinings of London energized matcha cranberry and lime green tea, Twining of London energized matcha cranberry and lime tea with maca root lime vodka in a mason jar, Parish Brewing Company Bloom Hazy IPA. Now, they probably charge you like $37.99 for this vodka in a mason jar. And you can buy a mason jar at Target for like a six-pack for $5.
And put you some vodka in there.
Yes. But anywho, you ever had this Parish Brewing Bloom Hazy IPA?
No, I don't think so. But I do like hazy New England-style IPA, so it really depends. I don't know if maybe I can read a review on some of them before I try them, but hazy IPA. Hazy IPA just basically means it has a little
dirt
more juice in them.
Oh, okay.
And they're cloudy. They're hazy. Yeah. Go figure. But they're actually a lot less bitter than a typical IPA. So.
Yeah, I kind of think of it as a mud puddle with mud in it.
Yeah, that's kind of sure. Okay.
Yeah, it's a mud puddle, not a puddle in a nice clean road. Anyhow, Refreshment Outpost pineapple skewers with Tajin seasoning and Ismarada Beer Company Key Lime Hibiscus Ale. You in for either of them?
No, but if that's the Refreshment Outpost, is that the poutine one or is that the African? No, that's the African Outpost.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So, no, this one had a Bloody Mary last time, but no Bloody Marys, huh?
Not right now. They might. Who knows? Things are added here and there, too, as we go along. So. The Bauer Market, Farmer's Market of Germany. Potato pancakes with house-made applesauce. My wife likes... I started reading this one to her because it was one of the first ones on the other one. And she goes, what are we going here for breakfast? When I started reading this to her. Potato pancakes with caramelized ham, onions, and herb sour cream. Toasted pretzel bread topped with black forest ham and melted Gruyere cheese. Apple switch and sparkling wine with apple liqueur. Anything exciting you here, John?
Yeah, the last two sound pretty good. The ham on the brioche bread and the potato. Actually, the potato pancake with the herb cream and stuff. That sounds really good. I'd probably try that one.
Yeah, like I love potato cakes. So anyway.
Yeah.
I'll try these. But Brenda was like, "We're going there for breakfast. What's going on here?" Like, no, honey, they serve these potato cakes all day long. They have an MIA Brewing Hugo, a Bitburger Premium Pils, a Steigl Brewing Radler Zitron, and you can have the beer flight of those three. Any of those float your boat?
Yeah, I'd probably get the beer flight here. It's German beer, so I'd probably get the beer flight. And I know I like the Bitburger, so.
I know you're not going to be interested in anything here at Magnolia Terrace. It has a crawfish entouffee with andouille sausage and dirty rice, right? You're not interested in any of that, right?
You're going to park me right here. I'll be good.
Yeah. Cajun's, and you'll never want these, John. Cajun-style roasted oysters.
Oh, yes, please.
It sounds like you're not going to be anywhere at the festival, but here are you and Lisa.
It sounds like that. We may be heading right over there and sitting down.
House-made boudin, two ways with spicy mustard. Have you ever had boudin before?
Yes, I have.
And what is in boudin, John?
It's a Creole Cajun sausage. So, and it's actually pronounced boudin, but it's really good. It's the same way as any sausage, pork and pork byproducts.
So,
what do you want?
It sounds like you're going to have boudin sausage, andouille sausage, and wash it down with some oysters, and I'm glad I'm not sleeping anywhere near you that night, John.
Ooh, doggy.
Jeez, so.
Fire me up.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping, at one time they had these little itty-bitty bottles of Crystal's hot sauce there with everything you could pick up, too, so I'm hoping they have that, or at least packets of hot sauce, because a lot of times that stuff is you know, it's seasoned well, but it's not really. I mean, if I want some Cajun Creole food, I want to spice it up some more. So.
Yeah, well, and then you're going to have a pecan praline, a pecan cake with maple whipped cream. And then they have the Bayou cocktail. Has spiced rum, coconut rum, fruit punch, and orange juice. It sounds like you're going to be sleeping in the Bayou that night.
You know, I might just, that might be a clean sweep on the menu for me. I might take everything they have.
Well, you still got some things left. 81 Bay Brewing Company, Orange Coriander Wheat Ale.
Okay, I skipped that one.
Wicked Weed Brewing Daylight American Light Ale. Parish Brewing Company, Ghost in the Machine Double IPA. Just call this drink Casper. So, but that sounds like a good menu there. I'm going to have the entouffee.
Yeah, so will Lisa. That'll definitely be her go-to dish, although she'll skip around the sausage, but she'll kill that crawfish.
Yeah. Mini funnel cake topped with lemon cheesecake, ice cream, blueberries, and powdered sugar is at the funnel cake stand in the American Adventure. And then you have the Taste of Marrakesh, and I am staying away from this. I think. Hold on, Presley, who's been in here reading the menus with me, all of a sudden wants to leave the recording studio. You want to go? Or are you just looking at the door?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, well, you have to open it. He stands there and poses for 5 seconds, looks up at you and says, yeah, I think I'll leave now. So, yeah, he's been laying here the whole time. He's being good for once. But anywho, the Taste of Marrakesh, I don't know, Moroccan seafood couscous with shrimp, mussels, olives, preserved lemons, and anchovy breadcrumbs. That's one that you need to stick your toothbrush in your back pocket for.
Yeah, I think I'll be trying that one, though. That sounds pretty tasty.
Yeah. Shakshuka? Have you ever had that?
Sounds familiar.
It's not Shaka Khan. It's shakshuka. Moroccan baked eggs and spicy eggplant tomato stew. I mean,
yeah, I have had that because that's one of the dishes they kind of serve at the Mara, or they used to at the Mara at Animal Kingdom Lodge for breakfast.
Okay.
So, yeah, and at Boma, I think they served it too. So yeah, actually, I have had that and it's very tasty.
Okay, so. Might have to try it then. Lemon Magdalena cake with fig compote and a sangria gel. I don't like any food that's a gel, John. Do you like a gel?
It's Jell-O, but that's about the only time.
Yeah, so. I'm not a gel guy. I mean, I don't know. Something about the gel just seems like it's all I think of is like, know how you make like a really good pork tenderloin and you cook it all up and then you put it in the refrigerator with all the sauce around it and then when you go to take it out to reheat it, it has the gel around it?
Yeah, the thing I was going to say is some canned hams. When you open the canned ham,
yes.
It has that nasty, gross stuff on top. So,
no,
yeah,
no.
Same stuff. Fat. Yeah. Refrigerated fat, basically,
yeah.
Is what it is. Grease.
So. No, I mean, I cook it down and it goes away, but
yes.
All I think about is that you're giving me that, and I don't want that. MI Beer Company Peak Pink Hibiscus Orange Wheat Ale, pineapple and pear hard cider, and then they have sangria, which Brenda would probably like, a nice sangria. So that you're in for Moroccan, huh, buddy?
Yeah. The two food items sound really tasty. So
I know you're gonna have no interest in this booth. The Northern Bloom. Where's that at, John?
That'd be Canada.
Yes, and you're not gonna get the seared scallops with fresh green beans, buttered potatoes, and brown butter vinaigrette and bacon, are you?
No, not at all. And Lisa won't want those either. No, definitely not.
Mm-hmm. So I think me and Brenda might park ourselves here and get these scallops, and then the beef tenderloin tips, mushroom bordelaise sauce, and whipped potatoes and garden vegetables. I'll probably be living here, John.
Yeah, I think we might have to stop there with you. So. That sounds pretty tasty. Steak, you got your surf and turf right there. So.
Absolutely. I could see like 8 helpings of this for the trip.
Absolutely.
Grilled maple pound cake with a warm peach compote and a sweet corn gelato. That sounds different.
Yeah.
Maple popcorn shake. I don't know, dude. Drinking popcorn don't sound like... It sounds like I'm going to choke a couple times.
I was going to say, the problem with eating popcorn anyway is it gets stuck... You know, the little kernel shells get stuck at the back of your throat. So imagine if you're drinking a shake. But this doesn't sound like a good combination.
Something tells me, though, John might try this if somebody gave it to him. Maple popcorn shake with tap... 357 maple rye whiskey.
Maybe. I don't know.
And then they have 81 Brewing Company apricot with maple syrup. Collective Arts Brewing blackberry fruit beer. Goose Island Beer Company Los Pilates hazel IPA and mango and cinnamon beer flight. And then you get a beer flight of all of them. So, what's your thoughts, John?
That sounds pretty good. I don't know about the beer flight here, but some of the other stuff sounds good, and maybe that maybe the shake. I don't know. Maybe.
It's one of those things, I really don't want it, but I want to know what a popcorn shake tastes like in some ways, too. You know, and I think they do that crap just knowing you're going to – you're inquisitive. You know, your curiosity is going to make you buy it.
Yeah, they do that with the Food and Wine Festival. Or no, it's actually the holiday thing with the drinking chocolate. And I heard it for so many years that it finally enticed us enough to go try it. And it was not my favorite item at all on the menu. So, but, I mean, you felt the need to after hearing about it so many times. So.
No, I believe. Jardin de Fiesta, John. Jardin de Fiesta. Where's my at?
Mexico.
I speak perfect Mexican, don't I, John?
Well, seeing as it's Spanish, probably not.
Uh-huh. There you go. I mean, I teed that one up for you, John. Come on.
I see. I knocked it out of the park. So.
Yes, you did good. Braised pork on a crispy corn tortilla with black beans. I see. I bet you're in for that, right?
Yeah, I might try that if somebody else wants to split it with me. I don't know. Again, anything with tortillas and fries and potatoes, it's really going to have to be split because we eat a bunch of that filler stuff like that. We're going to be filling up way too quick. So.
Well, the difference is, John, you're going to have like 8 or 10 beers in you, and I'm only going to have a couple, and we're going to be there for roughly 12 hours.
Sounds good to me. So,
yeah. I mean, I'm going to take a couple-hour break in the middle. Drive home, go shower, and come back. But we plan on spending the day at Epcot on Wednesday, correct?
Yep.
So,
yeah.
And that's what I plan to do, eat around. The only thing I plan on maybe stopping would be, I'll tell you what, we'll throw a monkey wrench in all this. If Tutto Gusto's is open by the time we go to the wine cellar, things will be changing up, John.
You got to hit that place, huh?
Yeah, homie might be buying you guys lunch there. So,
I don't really know if any of us could eat lunch after we head around here, but...
Well, you might be going in for lunch on...
Wine, how about that?
On Tutu Dougie. They got a braised beef corn tortilla, a plant-based ground chorizo, and fried corn dough. Are you in for
it's not chorizo.
Yeah. Plant-based... Yeah, it's not. I mean, I don't know, John. Are you in for this?
No. I'll try try the other ones, but I'm not in for the meatless items. So.
Now they have a passion fruit margarita, which I could see, but what is the garden margarita? Is it like a bunch of plants?
I don't know.
I mean, what flavor is the garden margarita? I gotta know. Tulum?
Maybe tomato and cucumber.
What's that?
Maybe it's tomato and cucumber.
I don't know. Tulum Mexican craft beer with elderflower liqueur floater. You in for that?
I don't know. I might have to try a floater. Yeah, maybe.
No, I know Bob has gotten you guys floaters before, hasn't he?
Yeah. Somewhere we got something.
Busted, yeah, busted you up pretty good. Lotus House, we know, is in China. Papa Cakes, potato cakes filled with shrimp and water chestnut and with a strawberry sauce. Now, everything sounds good there, but the strawberry sauce. What about you, John?
Yeah, that sounds like a bit too much, right?
Yep. The Bon Bon chicken skewers with sesame and peanut sauce.
And yeah, try those.
And I'm definitely going to try this, John. Have you had these yet? House-made crab cheese wontons?
No, I haven't because, every time you get a wonton, it's imitation crab. So I don't know. And the last time I got them, I really had nothing. And it wasn't at Epcot. I think it was at a Chinese restaurant I stopped at, or maybe the Lotus Blossom one in Epcot. But it was nothing but the shell. You know, there was like barely a dab of cream cheese in there and no crab whatsoever. So.
Well, we're going to get these, and they better be crab, because it doesn't say imitation crab. And Dougie will be saying something if it tastes like imitation crab. I will tell you that. But am I wrong, John? It should say house. It shouldn't say crab cheese wontons if it has imitation crab.
No, and they spelled it with a C, not a K, right?
Yes, C-R-A-B, okay, buddy.
Awesome. Yep.
So that tells me it's real crab. Am I wrong?
No, that's what it's indicating it is.
Yes. So my wife will be like, I'll be like, honey, why don't you walk over to the Chinese market there? Why me and these nice people?
Go in the store and look around. Yes. I'll wait in a minute.
Why me and these nice people have a conversation about what they just fed us? Believe it or not, that has happened before, John. And can you believe that?
No. You? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Honey, walk around the store while me and this nice manager have a conversation here at the front desk. Panda bubble tea, milk tea with black and white boba pearls. Marco boba. Is that related to Marco Polo?
Possibly.
Amaretto iced coffee, milk, and boba. Boba's right there now with the boba is with the pumpkin spice. Hello. And the avocado. Am I wrong?
Yes, definitely. You see it everywhere.
Kung Fu Punch. Is this Kung Fu Theater Punch? Vodka Triple Sec, Mango Syrup. See, there's the mango, John. Orange.
Hong Kong Fui.
Yep, orange juice and soda water. The Tang Dynasty. Gold Tequila, Rum, Strawberry Syrup, Pina Colada Mix, White Boba, Pearls, Soda Water. And then they have a Jasmine Draft Beer here. You like a Jasmine Draft, John?
I think I tried it several years ago. I can take it or leave it. It's nothing special.
Okay. We got the Primavera Kitchen. Where are we at, John?
Italy.
Very good. Margarita flatbread. It's all it says. Cut straight to the point, John. And we got some, come get your fried risotto balls here. Fried risotto balls with a sweet sausage and pomodoro sauce. I'm in.
Arancini.
Are you in for that?
Yeah, I like arancini. So indeed, I'll take some of those.
Yeah. I'm not the biggest fan of pomodoro sauce, John. So, but I will try it. I don't mind a good risotto ball, John.
There you go.
Traditional Sicilian cannoli. Peroni Pilsner, baby. We're in. Now we're talking.
Doug found him his beer.
Yes, I did. We got assorted wines. My wife would be good here. Red and white sangria. An Italian margarita with limoncello and tequila. Now, that sounds pretty good. I might have to try that one.
They have that one a lot at the, the little gelato cart. And so it's there all the time. I've never tried it, but it does look pretty nice. So.
For some reason, dude, my wife does not like the Mexican margaritas. They have aftertaste.
Really?
Yeah, she don't like the tequila in them. How much longer do you have, John?
About 10 minutes.
Okay, good, because I got to try to get through the rest of this menu. We got like four more. Okay, I'm going to skip some of the drinks that I think we won't like. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
At the Japan Pavilion, you got shrimp and crab with a spicy mayonnaise and cucumber slices and a creamy avocado violet sauce. I'm going to try that, because it says shrimp and real crab, not imitation, John.
All right.
Soy glazed pork shank with truffle, mashed potatoes, crispy lotus flowers, garlic chips, and a green onion. That sounds good, too.
Yeah, that does. That sounds different. So, yeah, definitely have to try that.
Sakura Zen Ale. Pineapple sake. I'm in for a good sake. Especially their frozen Kirin and frozen sake, John. I'm really into that. Blood orange, sour, and fresh mint. So, I'm going to check out the Japan Pavilion. I'm in for the shrimp and crab spicy. The France Pavilion, because I'm not even going to say Fleur de Lys. Is that how
well,
it says?
You just did.
I didn't do it bad either, did I? But I'm not going to mention these other ones. Goat cheese, onion tart. I'll pass. Now, there's no way Lisa would want this. Braised duck confit. Orange with a Parmesan gnocchi. Is she in for the duck confit?
Yes, she is, definitely.
And there's nothing wrong with a Parmesan gnocchi.
Oh, well, that sounds good, too.
They got chocolate macaron lollipops. They got cream-filled baguettes. I know you're in for that, John.
No, I'll probably skip.
Okay. Frozen rose slushy. Kronenbourg Blanc 1664 draft beer. You in for that, John?
I've had plenty of those. They're okay. You know, it's your basic light beer, so.
Maybe I'll be in. Rose wine and raspberry flavor, Chardonnay and Bordeaux. Between France and Morocco. Lamb curry with sweet plantain and rice. I'm out. You're probably in, right?
Yeah, I'll get some lamb curry a shot. That's for sure.
Sugarcane shrimp skewers with steamed rice and coconut lime sauce. I'd probably try that.
I think I had this the year before, and the shrimp were good, but the rice is basically what you think it is, a blob of plain white, bland rice, you know? So there's nothing at all special about it.
Something so. You make little – they're so sticky, you make little rice balls and then put them on the plastic spoon and shoot them at people.
Okay, so now you're doing this. You won't eat corn off the cob, but now you're throwing rice balls at people. Okay.
But it's not stuck on my face, John.
Okay.
They got
Until I hit you back with
yes, exactly. Well, I'm not going after my buddy. I'm going to get complete strangers, John.
All right.
Tropical freeze with coconut rum and a Ivanhoe Park Brewing Company hibiscus guavacation sour beer. Way too long. You in for that, John?
I don't know. If it takes longer to say the name of the beer than it would to drink the little 3-ounce sample, probably not. So.
And then our friends over at Joffrey's, they always have some very good, you know, kick you in the butt, taste awesome drinks. Because not a lot of people know, the sweet drinks mess you up much or more than anything else because the sugar pumps the alcohol through your bloodstream.
Yep. And it hides the alcohol in them, so yeah. A lot of times you can't even tell what you're really ingesting.
Yeah.
So.
Future World East, Bloomin' Berry, Frozen Lemonade, Blackberry Syrup, and Vodka. Showcase Plaza, Citrus Sunshine, Frozen Lemon, Passion Fruit, and Mandarin Vodka. The American Adventure, Bubbly Brewed, Jameson Cold Brew Whiskey and Coffee with Coke. I might have to try that one, John.
I don't know, coffee and Coke?
Dude. Anything with Coke, I'm in. That is the drink, people. Not the nosy, sniffy one.
Coca-Cola.
Yes. Spring Flurry Frozen Lemonade with Cinnamon Whiskey. Have you ever had cinnamon whiskey, John?
Yes. Yes, I have. And I'm quite a fan of cinnamon whiskey.
So. I have a feeling. That's why I asked you so sheepishly over here, John. I had a feeling you've enjoyed that. World Show Place Festival Favorites. Watermelon Salad. Brenda was really in for this, believe it or not, John. This was one of the things that caught her eye. Watermelon salad with pickled onions, feta, and a balsamic reduction.
Yeah, sounds pretty good.
On a hot day, it would be great.
Yeah, there you go. 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Sounds perfect.
Yeah. Beef brisket burnt ends and smoked pork belly sliders with garlic sauce, chorizo, cheddar fondue, and a house-made pickle.
You know, you went from what like sounded one of the healthiest items to the absolute cholesterol glutton right there.
Yes, and that's why Brenda looks as she does, and I look like I do, even though I am Captain Handsome. But I wouldn't mind.
That sounds pretty tasty, though.
It does. Almost anything that is called a slider, I'm into it. I like sliders, don't you?
Yeah. And they're nice because they're small, so you get a flavor, you get a taste of it without having to take in the whole big burger. So
the only thing I'm scared about here, it says pork belly slider, not sliders. So it's only one. And how do you make a house-made pickle, John?
I think it's just cucumbers that are cured in vinegar shortly before you serve them. So
it's just like, just give me a, leave the pickle out, please. And then this sounds really, really tasty to me, John. Fried green tomatoes with blue crab fennel salad.
I would agree. That does sound quite tasty.
And it does say blue crab. So they're even saying a specific crab. They better not be putting any imitation for me.
No, on that one, I would say it definitely has to be crab. Because it identifies what crab it is.
Exactly. Key lime tart with toasted meringue. Frozen lemonade with Firefly Blackberry Moonshine, and Three Daughters Brewing Maple Bacon Stout. You in for that one?
I tried that one and I wasn't a fan, so probably not.
Good. Last one, John. Epcot's Farmer's Feast. Spring onion soup with crispy shallots and micro chive. It better be a rainy, windy, nasty day like you're having today, John.
Yeah, for some soup? Nah, I don't know about that.
Now, your wife will be in for this. Duck confit with the carrot puree, roasted root vegetables, rainbow chard, and a duck juice. She's in for that, right?
Yeah. She'll be getting. Here's Lisa's menu already. The scallops, the duck twice, and then the the etouffee. And she's probably done.
So. There you go. Off the beat and path. Proficient rolls with red beet mousse. Golden beet, pastry cream, whipped goat cheese, and candied walnuts. Not for me. Hibiscus lemonade cocktail featuring Ice Morado Brewing and Distillery Hibiscus Gin, an 81 Bay Brewing Company Watermelon Mint Wheat Ale, and then you have Cider House, Three Daughters Brewing Peak Lemonade Hard Cider, Bold Rock Watermelon Hard Cider, Blake's Hard Cider Company Triple Jam Hard Cider, Samuel Smith Old Brewing Pure Brewed Organic Lager, and Snake Bite Triple Jam Hard Cider Pure Brewed Organic Lager Cider Flight. You in for any of that?
It sounds all like too much, so probably not.
But hey, John, scale 1 to 10, how'd I do on the menus today? I didn't mess too many up, did I?
No, that was awesome. That was fantastic.
You think Robbie will be proud of me?
I think he might have a word or two to say about it. Okay. Some constructive criticism.
Yeah, and only him. And I know Jim Tucker will be so kind to me.
Yeah, well, he always is.
Yes. But, John, this was a lot of fun, even though I'm going to have to cut 75 parts together. It's going to be a good time.
You should be accustomed to that by now. So, you know,
keyword,
used to it.
Keyword custom. Cuss. If you broke down the word into other words, that's what would be the lead one. But anyhow, this was a lot of fun. I'm glad we did this. I'm looking forward to next week, John.
Yep, 13 days. Can't wait. We're going to have a lot of fun. So, me as a cast member had to go ask a guest how to do the park hopping yesterday. I did my research.
Give us a heads up on that. You could just go, right?
Yeah. She said there's a telephone number you can call, but they haven't had any problem jumping from one park to another. And obviously what everybody, or I would say 60-70% of everybody is doing is just getting a park reservation for someplace, and then at 1:30, 2 o'clock is hopping over to Hollywood Studios. Because I'm sitting here at Epcot right now, and I'm looking at the transfer zones. You know, there's 5 people waiting to go to the Magic Kingdom, like 6 people waiting to go to Animal Kingdom, and about 30 waiting to go to Hollywood Studios. So yeah. That's probably what we're going to end up doing on Thursday. We're going to be at Magic Kingdom, and then we'll see how everybody feels, and if we feel like it, we'll go over to Hollywood Studios with my son. If we don't feel like it, me and Lisa will probably end up back at Epcot. So You know how that is.
Oh, well, we're going to be at Epcot a couple nights. I can see already. Yeah. And one of the positive things is, John, that we didn't think about on Sunday is we're thinking like everybody has Park Hopper. No, everybody doesn't. So it isn't going to be that crazy. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, because there's a lot of people that if they're at the Magic Kingdom, they're stuck at the Magic Kingdom all day. Yeah. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. So,
yeah,
my tickets were Park Hopper, so that was good. So.
No, that's awesome, because that's what I thought about it after we hung up, because we were saying, well, anybody can go from here to there. Well, I think the reason I think the reason why it's open, because not everybody has Park Hopper on their tickets, and I think more people went not getting it than did at this point right now.
Yep.
So, and then the other thing we got to figure out, John, is Judith wants to know, and I don't know, I'm going to have to call Disney because I haven't done it yet, with the My Magic on your phone. If Tommy wants to get it, does he log in? I told her I think so, yeah. Does he log in with the same password for their account? If they share the account and the tickets are on that account, I think he would log under the same email address on his phone with the app, don't you think?
I think so, or he can create his own account, and then just there's a way that you tie the accounts together. Yeah. And then Judith can manage his account, you know, by putting him on as a friend type thing. I've got Lisa, JJ, and Nicholas all under my account. And then all of us, because we're assigned to the room, will have access to the room and that type of stuff. So, yeah, Nicholas was using it last time. I mean, he used his cell phone to open the door and all that bit. So.
All right, well, yeah, well, I had to figure it out for sure, because, like, I have all my in-laws and everybody. I got, like, 15 people on my account, John.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but anywho, hurry in. It was a pleasure doing this with you. Thanks for doing it. Everybody be kind to one another. Say goodbye, John.
Bye-bye, folks. Have a great week.
And please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. Bye-bye, guys.
Sounds good. See ya.
That's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools and pay our tabs and get on out of here. If you guys could you please head over to iTunes if you enjoy the show and leave us a review? We'd really appreciate it. Even if you don't, we'd really appreciate it. Also, you can head over to Twitter and find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at Grumpy6767. You can find us both at WDW Main Street on Twitter and Facebook. Also, head over to Podbeam and check out WDW Main Street, and you can find all our sponsors there. Everybody be kind to one another. We will talk to you real soon. Bye, guys.